kids. Welcome to Schnoozleland. It's real easy to follow along. When you hear this sound, turn the page. It's that easy. And now, the original Schnoozles starring in
And Next Came a Roar.
Not one Schnoozle knew the ball catcher's name. All the same, he still spoiled their game. The Schnoozles, you see, played baseball at 3 every day after school near the Big Apple Tree. Which was next to the barn, which was used as third base. Which was next to the forest, a very dark place. When balls landed there, which happened a lot, they'd always roll back in half and red hot.
A monster!
Screamed Oso.
A dragon!
Chu cried. We're on our last ball, guys! The pitcher then sighed.
All right, you ready?
Heads up now. Be careful. Not that way. Not there.
Oh, no!
Oh, boo-boo. He hit it. And yes, you know where. Shouted and ran through the trees.
Come on, hurry, let's go!
Yeah, go this way!
Okay!
As spiders clung onto their trembling knees.
Oh, yuck, spiders!
Yeah.
Oh, yuck, your mom, no!
Oh, yuck!
Yo-Yo cringed as she slipped through the mud.
What?
Then noticed the cave with a sign that read Bud.
B-U-D. That spells Bud.
No Bud was in sight, but noises were heard. A crackle, a footstep, could this be a bird? No Bud was in sight, but noises were heard. A crackle, a footstep, could this be a bird? Or a bear? Or a deer, Yo-Yo thought. Or a bear, Choo-Choo asked. Or a deer, Yo-Yo thought. And Oso and Boo-Boo were scared that they'd get caught.
By what?
Gaga laughed.
Don't be silly,
she said. It's nothing. It's harmless. It's all in your head.
Let's get going!
I'll lead you all in. No need to be frightened, she sang with a grin. Gaga's grin slowly sank as she heard some strange sounds. Then Boo saw a creature of 500 pounds, or more for sure.
I'm scared.
Come on, guys. Let's get him out of here.
Let's go.
Oso raced towards the door. Before he could get there, it started to pour. All over the floor. And next came a roar with sobbing and wailing and teardrops galore. Choo stood sopping wet. The two-headed creature named Bud was upset.
Just want to play with you when you're around. We throw the ball back when it reaches our ground. We're sorry it splits up and burns from our flame. So can we please come back and play in your game? So can we please come back? So can we please come back and play in your game?
The next day at 3, near the big apple tree, everyone waiting was anxious to see how their new catcher, Bud, would turn out to be.
Hi, Schnoozles!
Hi, Bud!
S-paper!
Bud turned off his flame, then laced up two mitts, and ended the inning with only two hits.
Hooray!
No more will their ball catcher spoil their game. Instead, he's a helper, and Bud is his name. The end.
Hey, hey, so what do you say? Hee hee, so what do you see? Wahoo, so how do you do? The Schnoozle Crits are waiting for you.
See ya, kids. We've had a blast. Come back soon and make it fast. We'll biddle again and skittle some more. In Schnoozleland, we'll be here for sure.
Waiting for you.
Schnoozle you later.